Cavalera, your Wednesday update, September 9th. On the agenda today, a patch that gets the game back on track, a major balancing overhaul starting from scratch, and a community going through a pretty noticeable rough patch. Let's take it one step at a time. Starting with what's been stabilized. The hotfix addressing a client-side crash tied to Vulkan on the latest NVIDIA drivers has gone live. The emergency patch channel was closed right after, which means Alpha 4.10 is now running on a healthier foundation. Over the course of the week, a few other minor issues had already been taken care of. Controller navigation, vehicles getting impounded when they shouldn't, and some contracts that simply refused to generate. Nothing dramatic, but the kind of housekeeping that always feels good. Meanwhile, 4.10.1 keeps moving along on the PTU. And that PTU is actually where today's most interesting story is playing out. CIG launched a second technical test overnight with Evocati players, this time focused on how long it takes to destroy a ship, what's known as TTK. The studio is walking back its first attempt entirely. Lowering the time to kill fighters had also dropped it for larger ships, which wasn't the intention, and while PvE felt better with the change, PvP felt way too brutal. This time around, shields lose half their hit points across all ships, armor goes down for small hulls but up for larger ones, and shield regeneration takes twice as long to kick in. Ballistic absorption by shields, on the other hand, gets a significant boost. Players who have gone through the numbers in detail are noting that under these settings, as long as a shield holds, standard ballistic weapons do almost nothing to the armor behind it. This is a closed test. Under NDA, nothing is set in stone, and CIG says so itself. The goal is to slow down fighter deaths and speed up capital ship deaths without touching individual weapons just yet. On the store side, a new bundle called Streamline just dropped. Heavy armor, a light laser repeater, and a paint scheme for the Aurora MK2, all in white, red, and metallic silver. Delivery is planned alongside 4.10.1. On the roadmap and today's leaks, two things worth noting, and we're firmly in rumor territory for both. Players and content creators are reporting having received and signed NDAs for a Squadron 42 event planned in October in Manchester. No official word from CIG on this, just consistent accounts from multiple sources, including one creator who doesn't usually go for single-player games, but says he agreed mostly to get a close look at the planetary technology and how the servers work. And a list of Steam achievements has leaked, with titles that line up surprisingly well with already known milestones from the solo campaign, like rescuing hostages or surviving a major space battle. Again, this is data mining and cross-referencing, not a release announcement. Now the community, and to be honest, the mood is pretty gloomy today. The thread dominating Spectrum right now asks straight up whether the game is becoming genuinely less fun, and it's gathered several hundred votes and over 100 replies. Other threads pile on, enthusiasm fading, a feeling that the content is going in circles, the sense that the sandbox is starting to feel more like a theme park with guardrails. One thread goes as far as saying the game is trading veteran players for newcomers, with no clear sign the trade is working out. There is at least one thread pushing back and genuinely praising the studio, with over 50 replies, proof that part of the community is still smiling through the noise. Mining also keeps coming up in the complaints, with one player recounting a 5-hour session that yielded 87% unusable rocks, and another thread describing the activity as a thrillingly engaging gameplay loop, with all the sarcasm you'd expect behind that. And event rewards handed out as basic crafting blueprints are frustrating a lot of people, on both sides of the community. Over on Reddit, same topic keeps surfacing. Players feel that a blueprint requiring hours of mining isn't really a reward, it's homework. And one thread compares current rewards to the far more generous ones from a mining event last year. There's still room for lighter moments, though. One player shares a fleet photo session, about 30 ships gathered near a station, that was crashed, quite literally, by a Polaris at full speed and no warning, an incident that made the rounds pretty quickly. Another post shows the unboxing of a ship model, praised for its impressive piece count. and a screenshot of a medical mishap gone wrong in-game got quite a few laughs, sound effects included. The verse by the numbers to wrap up, $152,000 raised yesterday, and a total that now exceeds $1.042 billion. This was Cavalera. Good luck on the PTU, and that's the verse.